I mean, I'm just preparing every week like I usually am. You know, at any moment, whether it's this week, last week, the next week, I can go in at any second. So I just keep preparing and you know, just be ready when my name is called.
What were those first defensive snaps like last week? You didn't get any, obviously, in the first game, but just the difference in speed between that and the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, I was just excited to be out there and get my first NFL snaps on defense. You know, so I'm, like I said, I'm just preparing to play more and more every week, you know, no matter, depending on what week it is. No, it really doesn't really matter. Just preparing every day.
It was, you know, Monday Night Football. You know, the country's watching. How exciting was that to get out there and get your first NFL experience on that kind of stage?
I try not to get caught up in kind of the stage or the moment or whatever it is. You know, at the end of the day, we got a job to do, and, you know, it's the same game. You know, no matter what day it's played on or what time. So I try not to let that stage get to me and just stay focused.
How do you feel like you played?
You know, I feel like I always got things to work on. I did some good things here and there, but, you know, never stopped progressing, you know, always trying to limit mistakes, play everything better.
If you're asked to play a little bit more, whether it be base or sub packages, what do you think you bring to the table?
Just try to bring my athleticism to the field, you know, try to excel in some areas and, you know, try to excel in all areas, but, you know, just kind of bring my identity to the field and, you know, hopefully, continue to progress so there's no drop-off in play between, you know, who we put out there. No matter what position it is, whether it's base sub, just, you know, kind of keep the high expectation, the high standard.
Jalen, your instincts really shown through in the preseason. Where are those developed? Why are you able to read plays so well and attack so quickly?
Just playing football my whole life. You know, from a young kid, playing friends in the neighborhood, and, you know, to playing little league, to high school, to college. You know, just learning the game, trying to pick up on tendencies, and, you know, some things just come naturally, and, you know, I just try to let him shine when my name's called.
I'm sure you've spent a lot of time watching Tyer and how he plays the position. How would you contrast the way you play the weak side position to the way he plays? How does your style maybe differ? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone's got a different style. Yeah. You know, everyone's got their own uniqueness.
That's what I mean.
I don't really know if I can explain what mine is, but yeah. You know, I'm trying to get to his level of play,
yeah.
Obviously. So kind of, I look at him and I try to pick up things from him and, you know, see how he plays situations and, you know, just try to learn from everybody, really.
Yeah. So what have you learned from watching Tyer in that position?
A lot. You know, he plays physical all throughout the downs. Plays hard. Gets to the ball. You know, he has great instincts out there. Always ahead of the game. Always knowing something's coming. So I just try to pick up on those things.
Good when you got hurt last year. What's it like to be healthy now and still playing?
It feels great to just be back out there, you know, not having to miss any time. And like I said, I'm just trying to progress every day, you know, get better every week and, you know, try to just increase my role each and every day.
You mentioned blocking out the stage, but just playing the NFC champs
going to
add to the excitement
of this week? I'm excited every week, so, you know, I don't really know how much more excited know it's gonna come. You know, they're a good team. You know, they had a lot of success, but at the end of the day, it's about us, and we gotta come out and do our job, and, you know, and prepare like we do each and every weekend, and we'll be all right.
What's the challenge of Freeman? I mean, what does he bring? A dual threat out of the backfield for you?
I mean, obviously, he's a good player. Him and both Coleman both. So, you know, we gotta be prepared for him. You know, they have a great 1-2 punch. So, you know, whichever guy's in the game, you know, we gotta be prepared for him.
Have you asked Worrell out for any tips on the Atlanta offense?
I mean, yeah, we were talking. He shares it with everyone, just kind of, you know, what he's seeing from them, or, you know, kind of what to expect from some guys. So.
Anything to add on
this player? I don't know, nothing specific. you know, just picking up on things.
Nothing to tell us, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.